Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus. Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. It is always an honor to share the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ with you, to know that you are walking in the love of heaven and the revelation of the divine. I'm in 1 John chapter 4. We're going verse by verse through this powerful epistle where John couches this entire statement in love, not just us loving God, but us resting in the love that God has for us. We come to the end of what is a section on the spirit of truth versus the spirit of error, and how we are greater is he that's in us than the one that's in the world. We got one more comparison via John to make. And the translators broke it down, I think, pretty good into the fifth and the sixth verse. The fifth verse gives us one side of it. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. They are the spirits, the spirit of Antichrist. This is not just the sinner. You're not in a battle against sinners, by the way. You are not in a war against unbelievers. There is a spirit, there is spiritual wickedness in high places. There is a spirit realm. There is the spirit of Antichrist that is alive and well on planet Earth. That spirit denies the saviorhood of Jesus. That spirit is of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. So it is going to sound very familiar to the worldly man, because if you deny Christ as the Savior, then you deny Christ has finished the work. You would also deny man's need for a Savior, and thus it will come out in things like everybody's basically okay. We don't have any need for a Savior. They'll say things like, "We don't have any need for religion. It's a hoax. It's leading men astray. Jesus, there's no need for God to become man." They might even say God doesn't exist. I don't know. I'm not going to go down all the arguments. But the reason that it's so appealing to some in the world is because it allows them to deny that they have an issue. And let's become grace-minded, but let's not close our minds to the idea that man does have a problem and that he needs a solution and that Jesus Christ is the solution. We don't have to run up to him all the time slapping him and judging him. That's certainly not the answer, and that's not the answer the early church gave. It was to show forth the love of God through the avenue of the finished work of Jesus on the cross and the resurrection from the dead, which assured life to all men who would accept him. So there's no need to go, you know, poking around in their personal life, but to tell them there is an issue, there is a problem, the reason why we need a Savior, and then to show that man is dead in his sins and his trespasses, that he's never really lived until he meets Christ. So the world is appealed. They appeal to that statement made by the spirit of Antichrist that denies the need for a Jesus. And then the opposite up against that is verse 6. We are of God. Remember 5. They are of the world. Here's 6. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So when you talk about the love of God, when you talk about the finished work, and I don't want to be polarizing with this, but John's statement sounds very much like those who accept this message of the spirit of truth and the love of God are of us, and those who do not, it's because they're of the world. Now, that we've had people take that and abuse it, because they've said, well, if you don't like what I'm saying, take it up with God, because God told me to say it. I've heard that before and thought, well, that might be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life, because you are standing there telling me that you're God's messenger and that you gave me something, and that if I don't like it, I'm to take it up with God. And you do that because it's the coward's way out, so you don't have to answer any questions. So no matter what you say, I blame it on God. And that makes us infallible. Like, there's no way that I could have interjected any of my own opinion into that statement and messed it up. No one in the scriptures would have ever done that. Why would we do that? This concludes that segment. When we start the month of March, we'll start the next segment here in 1 John chapter 4. Grace and peace.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.